The page you have is a continuation of what we were doing, but I was worried that maybe some of you didn't have the page, and also there's a second side that I wanted to finish, this maimer. The greatest nachas ruach I have is that there are quite a few people that came and told me that they're trying to say tilling now every day and to have time put aside for a few kapitlach and working on this inyan. I got from people that are listening some letters, that they emails that they're working on this. And it's so encouraging to see that people learn something and they try to incorporate it into their lives. So there's a lot more to talk about this inyan, but I realize that we need to talk a little bit more, even though it's after Shavuot, but a little bit more on this inyan of what it means to say Tehillim. Because I see that it's important for us, Al Chizik. And the sugi that we're learning, which is the inyan of Yishmael and Yisrael, and our milchama against Yishmael, Amalek, Esav, the Kelev, the dog, the Kilayim that we were learning about, look at the halachas, that's what we're learning, that's what we're talking about. This is the ikkar of our milchama at the end of time. Mosei Shabbos, we talk about this milchama, Emuna B'tochen, and on Sunday morning we're talking about the Inyan of Yosef HaTzadik. These are the Nisyanis, Emuna and Kedusha. These are the Nisyanis at the end of time. So, let's continue. We were up to where it says, Asidim Tzadikim Sheyichyu Asameisim, Sheyichayu Asameisim. This is the maima that we were learning from Rabbi Shemaya Morgenstern. We finished the first part of it, we didn't finish the second part. We're on page Kuf Tzadik Vav, where it says, Asidim Tzadikim Sheyichayu Asameisim. For the page that you just got. Hinei Yisa B'Sfar Makadoshim. We have to learn how to say Tehillim. We've been saying Tehillim B'Ruch Hashem all of our lives, but how should we say Tehillim? And how there's all of this connected Purim, because Purim is all about this inyan. We spoke a little bit about it, we're going to talk more about it in Mitzvah Hashem. The whole inyan of saying Tehillim is a hischazkus in Emun and Bitochen, and to connect to David HaMelech. And the question is, how do we make that connection to David HaMelech? That's what we have to learn more about. So that Mitzvah Hashem, till 120, our Tehillim will be more effective, will give us more chizik, and we'll be able to bring Yeshuas to ourselves and to other Jews. We need to understand more this inyan of saying Tehillim. We learned that Tehillim is Torah and Tefillah, right? And changing the Torah into Tefillah. We learned about that. But we need to learn more about Gadol HaInyan, the greatness of this inyan of saying Tehillim. The Lamashal. For instance, Im hayu oimrim la'adam shabal shem tov hakadosh nimtza be'eza ayaris mucha. I wish. If we would get news that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is staying in Queens for a couple of days. Baal Shem Tov, he came back and he's staying in Queens. Im hayu oimrim la'adam shabal shem tov hakadosh nimtza be'eza ayaris mucha. If the Baal Shem Tov would be be'ayaris mucha, nearby. Who would be apathetic to that? Who would remain cold to such a thing? We would walk if we couldn't get a car to go to the Baal Shem Tov. Who wouldn't go to the Baal Shem Tov to see him in person? And his brachas. And if the Baal Shem Tov's great-great-great-grandfather, David HaMelech, if David HaMelech was visiting, every single Jew in the world, would get online. Even people are not religious. Every single Jew in the world would get online to go see David HaMelech. Kitzarach Leidu. We're going to see more about this in Lakuta Meran Mitzvah Shem next week. But Kitzarach Leidu. The Gam Hayyim Bishosh Yehudi Oimer Bismar Tilum, we have to know. We have to mechazik ourselves to believe in this very strongly. That even now, when we can't see the beautiful face of David HaMelech himself, Bishosh Yehudi Oimer Bismar Tilum, that when a Jew, the simplest Jew, anybody, opens up and says Tilum, Himayla Gedoyla Arkidekach, the Svarim tell us, it's such a great thing. It's kilu. You are in David Melech's presence, and David Melech is saying a kapitel tilim, his tilim, together with you. That's what the Svarim tell us. That it was mezgalim to the tzaddikim. It was revealed to the tzaddikim through David Melech himself that when a Jew says tilim, you're crying over your tilim, David Melech is sitting with you and crying together with you. And when you're filled with that simcha of betzayir chavtali and hoida, all that we're talking about, gratitude and thankfulness, David HaMelech, his mom is singing together with you. Shayhu Amram Beruach HaKadosh. David HaMelech said this Beruach HaKadosh. Tell him. Beruach HaKadosh Adai Nimsa B'Sach HaTevis. And the letters are burning with Ruach HaKadosh Mamish. The letters of the Tilim, the words are on fire with Ruach HaKadosh. And when you and I say those words, we are drawing out, awakening in the from the letters, that fire of David HaMelech, the fire of Ruach HaKadosh. Achen nechshav kilo amram David HaMelech ba'atzma. Achen nechshav kilo amram David HaMelech ba'atzma. We'll see more mitzvah Hashem. There's a sikha saram, there's also at the end of the book, we'll talk more about Shem next time. Vazai poel, shekiv yochel dovra melech ba'atzmo, yispalel ha'tfilas halol. That when we say those words, dovra melech, mamish says those words together with us. Rima oira dovra melech, to say those words. Ube miskein hu, b'chol limud v'limud me'hatar ha'kadosh. That truth is that we know, that when it comes to any learning of Torah, that Chazal say, "K'shelaim v'ma'irim koach atzadik shegilo isadavra." Whenever we learn Torah, when we learn the Gemara and we say the name of Abaye and Rava, so we know that Sif say same doyvayis bekevra, that we know that on some level we're connecting ourselves to the tzadik who said that. When you're learning the parasha, you're learning Rashi, you're learning Ramban, you're learning the Sfarna, so we know that. B'shas Maisa, when we're learning, that we're causing on some level an awakening of the neshama of that tzaddik through our learning, through our saying those words. B'chinas Ma'ashom Chazad, that's the Gemara. Shabishol Shiyuhudi Loimer Divrei Tzaddik, as I mamshich Eizeh Chiyus LeKivrei. That something is happening in the kever, especially if you're able to be at the kever. And you say something. That's why the Tefesh Lama, when we spoke about that years ago, when you go to the a kever of a tzaddik, and it's a very important thing, of course, to daven by kiver tzaddikim. It's not the same thing as being someplace else. That's also a very beginning, even if you're far away. But especially when you're the kever of a tzaddik, but to also learn some Torah from that tzaddik. That when you learn Torah, when you learn the Torah of a tzaddik at the place where the tzaddik is, it has a tremendous, tremendous koch to give a chiyus to the shiraim, to the rishimu of that tzaddik in that place. V'sif soysa of doyvayis bekever, as oysa halimud, when you say over that Torah from the tzaddik, then the tzaddik is saying his lips, so to speak, doesn't mean physically, but he's saying that Torah together with you. As oysa halimud shay yehudi loymed bishmai. Onam zu hadaga disif soysa of doyvayis bekever, this madrega that the Gemara is talking about, that the lips of the tzaddik are saying the Torah together with you, that the lips of the tzaddik are saying that Torah, he min dargo b'china ruchanis. It doesn't mean something physical, of course, it's nini ruchnias, that tzaddik in Gan Eden is chazing over the Torah with you. Aval ein ze mamish kilo oysa tzaddik oymer b'poyel elo hadvarim. But it's not as if the tzaddik is mamish saying oysam hadvarim, it's some level in ruchnias. Whatever that means, says Sois of Dovers Bekever. Omnam, the difference is that B'shar She Yehudi Oimer Tehillim Be'amunah Shleimer She David HaMelech Oimer Beruach HaKadosh Mamish. The Tzaddikim have taught us that here Tehillim is unique. That when it comes to Tehillim, which is that combination of Torah and Tefillah, that when it comes to Tehillim, when a person says Tehillim Be'amunah Shleimer She David HaMelech Omram Beruach HaKadosh Mamish, if a person has emunah, has belief, that David HaMelech is saying these kapitel chtelim mamish, Beruah HaKadosh. Azayhu oyle ledarga, de ki'ilu oimram ba'oysa ha'eis, David HaMelech ba'atzmo. That when it's coming out from your mouth, it's ki'ilu coming out from David HaMelech's mouth. I mean, that's what's happening. It's coming out from David HaMelech's mouth when you're saying those words. Ki'ilu oimram kulam beruah HaKadosh. Because David HaMelech said it completely, Ruach HaKadosh, on that day in your life, like we were talking about this morning, a pasuk from the third parak of Tehillim. But David HaMelech was saying, Rabim Oimrim Lanafshi, Ein Yishuah Salo Be'elukim Sel. So we were learning this morning. Rabim Oimrim Lanafshi. So we learn, David HaMelech was saying about himself, that many, many people are saying about me that I'm, because of my averus, there's no hope for me. Rabim Oimrim Lanafshi, Ein Yishuah Salo Be'elukim Sel. We learn how Chazal tell us that what David HaMelech was saying goes back in time to what happened to us, how we felt after the Chet Egel, and then in the future, any time that you or I feel that we're in that matzav of Rabim Oimrim, the Rabim doesn't have to be other people, it means Rabim Oimrim Lenavshi Ein Yishuos Alolakim L'Sel. We're asking Hashem, Ata Hashem Mogin Ba'Adi. Kroidu Merim Roshi, Hashem, lift me up from that place because I feel like I'm mamish, I'm hopeless. That David HaMelech is saying those words, mamish, when you say them. David HaMelech said them Ruach HaKadosh because there would be some little Jew sitting someplace in Woodmere and Farakway or wherever, many, many years in the future. And David HaMelech said Ruach HaKadosh, and David HaMelech is Mischaber and Misyachid with that Jew who's saying the Kapitel Tehillim. For exactly that matzav you're in, for the situation that you're in, with what your inyan is, David HaMelech is saying it with you. Vik Adarach Lufal Yeshua Saideh Amir Stil. Now, saying to him is very, very powerful. And again, it's a weapon that we have, mamish, the most powerful weapon that we have in the world is Tehillim, and we have to know how to use. When you have a weapon and you don't know how to use it, we have this koach of Tehillim, but we have to know how to use it. Vik Adarach Lufal Yeshua Saideh Amir Stil. He Rakim Yeshal Odin Bitochen Shalom Hashem is Baruch Levad. Tehillim does not have the same effect if it's only your companion. I don't know where I've seen that word in English used when it comes to your Tehillim companion or something like that. It's not only when it's your companion. Companion means there's me and there's my companion. Tehillim depends on bitachon. Bitachon shalom Hashem is bechavad. Va'afilu mishtamish berofim. It's not your. In other words, if when a person goes to the doctor, because we know that unless a person is a big tzaddik mushlam, like the Chavos Lubavitch is talking about, or the Ramban, we go to doctors if we need a doctor, and the Torah gives permission for that. But if a person goes to the doctor and really, really believes that the Ikki Yeshua, that the main Yeshua, comes through the doctor and not through the Tehillim, so then it's not the same thing. When the person is saying Tehillim, Chayiv lahasim elibo b'ma'od, she'ein haro from merap moso. It's a very hard thing to concentrate on. That when a person is saying to him, he has to know that the main refuah, not to neglect going to the doctor, not to ignore anything medical, but the ikir refuah depends on how you're saying Tehillim. She'ein harofim, and therefore to know, on the deepest level, she'ein harofim merap moso, but after the small back, on the ikir shebechol dvar refuah she'oisim tzarech yachadim zos laharbos ba'miras Tehillim. With any time that one needs a refuah, even if it's a small thing, the ikar is la harbois be amiras tehillim, a lot of tehillim. The tehillim hei ma'orim rachmei havaya. Tehillim have this special koach to be ma'orim rachmei Hashem. Ubekoichem yachaylim la hamshich yeshuas amitias v'shleimas, and through tehillim we're able to draw into our lives yeshuas amitias v'shleimas. Isav ben Ishchai, Isid Gimel. Isav ben Ishchai. The beemes bechol dvar limud shabaylam, kagon gemar chumish mishnayis. Gam bezem amshichim refuah v'arucha. We know that all Torah is very powerful. And then whenever we learn that we're whatever we're learning, it brings refuah into the world. But the strongest koach of refuah is amiras hatehillim, is saying tehillim. V'chein hatehillim atzmon yicholim ligroim l'isha yehudi yehelu bitochen sholem rak al karnai. And through tehillim, and a person being in the habit every single day of his life saying tehillim, he begins to develop a tremendous, tremendous koach of bitochen, of trust in Hashem. It changes a person's entire life. He'll be tochen sholem rak al kono. Ubekoach habitochen b'Hashem Yisborach yamshecha Yeshua. And through the bitochen that one has in Hashem, that draws the Yeshua. To the extent that one has bitochen, that's how he's able to bring down the Yeshua, that we're going to talk about that in a minute. To the extent that one has bitochen, he's able to draw down the Yeshua. So Tehillim depends on bitochen, and Tehillim is also the source of our bitochen. So the more one gets into the habit of saying Tehillim, the more he strengthens his bitachon. Therefore, we know, and we spoke about this already before, that there were Jews, our parents and grandparents, that didn't have the opportunity to learn as much as we were able to learn. But they were very big Tehillim. They were very big Tehillim people. My father, Bli Ayin Hara, has a Seder already for as long as I remember as a child. And my mother told me this is still going on, that he gets up every morning at 4:30 and he says Tehillim for 2 hours before going to shul. And he's been doing that since I was a child. He says Tehillim for 2 hours before. He has a certain place. When he comes to us too, he sits at a certain place. I always leave him a certain light. And my father sits there, comes in the morning, 4:30. It was a way of life for Amcha Beis Yisrael, and one of the midas that I not only see Baruch Hashem and my father all of the years, but in those Jews that are storing Tehillim Zogas, is the Inyan of Emunah Bitachon. And it's interesting, because as I said, and I've told you many times, and you know this, they didn't learn all the different pshatim, what Emunah Bitachon means. They didn't learn this, and they don't know the machloikis between the Chazanish and the Baal Shem Tov. They don't know about the Ramban's Emunah Bitachon. They didn't learn these things. My father grew up, they just learned Gemara. He didn't learn anything else, maybe a little bit Shulchan Aruch, but that's what they learned. And yet, they received this from their parents, and in absolute tmimus and pshitas, they said Tehillim. My mother also, not as much as my father, also at least an hour a day of Tehillim. At least an hour a day, my mother, she should be well of Tehillim. And she doesn't understand a word of what she's saying. Maybe, again, just when it says Hashem, she knows what that means. Every now and then if it says Yisrael or something, but other than that, she doesn't understand what she's saying. My father understands, but she doesn't understand what she's saying. And she says it like the way she says it, and the way it's the bitachon that comes from saying Tehillim is... Tehillim, when you plug into Tehillim, you're turning on that koach of bitachon inside of yourself. It's what generates bitachon inside of a Jew, saying Tehillim. Therefore, these people, they went through such an yonim with unbelievable bitachon. And they didn't understand b'seichel, the whole sugya of emunah bitachon. But they lived in such a way, and what they went through was complete and total bitachon. There comes from years and years of saying Tehillim. The Pashtas, years and years of saying Tehillim. Like now, somebody was telling me, I heard about a new thing that some very, very wonderful young women in a community, in a beautiful community, they I don't know if they heard this from somebody, they came up with this idea to make a Nishmas party. You heard of this? You haven't heard of this? Okay, so I don't know all the rules of it. But somebody had a Yeshua from the girls, they daven for each other, and then they get together and they say Nishmas Kol Chai together, and then everybody starts saying out loud the bakashas that they have for things, that they have what each one wants in her life, what each one needs, a Yeshua bakash. To me, the whole thing is completely not Sanua. I don't understand. I never heard of such a thing. I never saw it in the Sefer. Could be. could be something. Got instructions like that. I asked this young lady, please tell me where does this come from? Who ever heard of such a thing? To get together for people to talk about the. But this is, I said, you're allowed. I said, they get together. You want to say to Hashem Yisbarach, Nishmas Kol Chai, that we appreciate all that you've done for us. Then okay, then just say Nishmas Kol Chai. We just have to come with it. There's everything now is a gimmick. You know, it's a kunz. How are we going to get? When you get a Yeshua, they said that they did this a few times, and then this one got engaged. So now, there you go. We have a new program. And we're going to have Nishmas parties, and then it's going to be, of course, starts to get catered, and that's how the Vort got started somehow. I don't know. Now we have big Vorts. I don't know, but the whole thing is. It's with us now. Generations always. What can I get out of this? So what can I get out of this? But by my father's generation, there's never a cheshbon of what am I getting out of this? What's the kunz? Like we heard that if you do this, you could force Hashem to. You didn't have. There was nothing like that by those Jews. It was the simplest thing, like a child. Going and speaking to a parent, there was no Indian of this. I'm doing this because I have a cheshbon of what I can get out of this. There's no cheshbon. Now everything is with these cheshbainas. Not everything, but there's a lot with these cheshbainas of getting. And even if it's a good thing, I'm saying they're not asking for bad things. They're asking for good things, for shidduchim, for health, for parnasa. It's all good things. But it's not the way. It's not the way davening. It's not the way tilling was set for thousands of years. Girls to get together and to make a thing, and everybody starts saying, "This is what I need in my life." And then the rest of the girls shock when they close their eyes, and we all say nishmas together. And then there's gonna, and then we're gonna have, and then we get together, and everybody shares how they had a Yeshua, and then we ask, and we get to ask, and all these things. You know, I don't know who ever made up such a thing, but that's not how Jews ever lived. To go and pashtus and tamimus, to be Jews that start to say tilling again. David HaMelech, it says that before Mashiach comes, Vikshuas as Hashem Elokeim as David Malkam. It says in the Pasuk, Vikshuas Hashem Elokeim as David Malkam. The only two things that we have to seek now before Mashiach is Hashem and David HaMelech. That's what it says. Vikshuas Hashem Elokeim as David Malkam. As David Malkam, to seek David HaMelech. We have to do whatever we can to try to return to the Jews that say to him. Again, like we learned last week, a few kapilach a day doesn't mean to sit for hours. If a person can, that's beautiful. But to say every day a few kapilach to healing. Rabbi Nachman said,
trust in Hashem.
Hukmo makel is like a stick, a staff, shazoke nishnolav. Rabbi Nachman said that bitochen mishan umivtach latzadikim. Mishan means something that you lean on. Ein lo na almid lehishoyin, ela alavinu shebishamayin. So what you lean on, what you lean on means what you trust. That's called. Nishan alav, mishan. So Rabbi Nachman said that bitochen is kama makel, that bitochen is like the stick, shazoke nishan alav, where the zokein, where the old person walks with the stick, and he puts all of his weight on that. All of his weight, and chas v'shalom, if that stick would not be strong, then chas v'shalom he would fall. He puts everything on. He leans on that, on the shtekel. That's how he walks. He leans on that. It says in Pasuk that when Mashiach comes, it says that there'll be children playing in the streets of Yerushalayim. V'ish mishanto biyado mirav oinu v'amitzkoch. Mirav yomim. It says, V'ish mishanto biyado. Who's going to live to see Mashiach? It says, V'ish mishanto biyado. Those Jews that are holding on to sticks. What was that? So the simple pshat in the pasuk is that the children will be playing, the old people will be standing there holding onto their sticks, and everybody's going to together is going to be is going to be rejoicing with Mashiach Tzidkenu. But on a deeper level, based upon what Rabbi Nachman is saying, that Bitochni is called a Mish'an, like a stick, like a makel, that the person, that the old person walks with. So, V'ish Mish'anto Biyodo, the description of the generation that's going to, who's going to be Mekabel Pnei Mashiach, are those Jews who are holding on to the shtekelach, who are holding on to their sticks, which means Bitochen. Those who trusted in Hashem, and who leaned on Him throughout their lives. Because without the stick, the old person can't walk. Without the cane, he can't walk. I'm not talking about when the rebbes go with fancy silver. That's malchus. That's something else. I'm talking about a person who can't walk without his walker. Who can't walk without his cane. That's not for fun. That's not malchus. That's what he needs to walk. He can't move without it. So that's what Rabbi Nachman is saying. Bitochen is something that a Jew can't walk with. You can't walk without bitochen. You can't move in this world without bitochen. You can't. V'cheinu eitzel kol Yehudi shenimtze b'tzara chas v'shalom. Especially a Jew who's in a tzara. Kol Yehudi, I don't know anybody that's not b'tzara. It's a kol Yehudi shenimtze b'tzara chas v'shalom. Ayidei sheyesh lo bitochen b'kadosh baruch hu. Ayidei sheyesh lo bitochen b'kadosh baruch hu. V'nishon alav. When the Gemara says that that's going to be before Mashiach comes, ein lo namil hishayin, nothing else is working. Ve'ein lo namil hishayin, we depended on many, many things in the past. This, all different things that we were leaning on, and then they got kicked out from under us. Ein lo namil hishayin, ela alavinu shebishamayim. Ayde sheyesh to bitochen b'kadosh baruch hu v'nishon alav, yuchal lihivashayah ayde ze habitochen gufa. Through the bitochen, one is able to bring a yeshua. There's nothing that's more powerful to bring a yeshua than bitochen. Tehillim is our sefer of bitochen. It requires bitochen, and it fills us with bitochen. Those who say tehillim are Jews that have bitochen. That's how it is. The ones who are Tehillim Zoggers, who are in the habit of saying Tehillim, are Jews that are filled with Bitochen. Rebchinas, which says there in Parashas Mishpatim, about a person who is hurt, who is injured, im yokum v'yishalach b'chutz al mish'antoy v'nika. That has to do with payment of the person who injured him. But the point is that the Pasuk says, im yokum v'yishalach b'chutz al mish'anto. That the person is able to be strong enough to get up and to walk outside leaning on his cane, then the guilt is removed from the person who injured him and it's taken care of and so on. However that happens in Mamonos, we're not going to that right now. But the point is that the sign of the person who is im yokum v'yishalach b'chutz al mish'anto. And Rabbi Nachman is saying, b'chutz means in this world, which is filled with all kinds of scary things. It's called b'chutz. And the only way that a Jew can live b'chutz is al mish'anto, is if you're leaning on Hashem. If that's your mish'an u'miftach la'tzadikim, that's the only way that a person can make it through this world. Before we go to this nekuda between the Talmiyah Baal Shem and the way of the Chazanish and defining bitachon. So I just wanted to mention for a few minutes to understand that it's already Erev Purim. The whole Yeshua of Purim is in such a way. It says that there's a capital that you know that we have, which is the capital of Purim. Which capital is that? Chavbeis. Ayelas HaShachar. Namtzech Ayelas HaShachar. Keli Kelim Azav Toni. That's Esther Malka said that when she went into Achashverosh. Capital Chavbeis, which this time of the year you should say a lot. Kapitel Chav Beis is Per Chav Beis and Tehillim is Esta Malka. That's for Purim. Anything that you want to understand about Purim, you can, if you learn Kapitel Chav Beis with all the Mefarshim and think about it, you'll see it's all about Purim. The whole thing is about Purim. So in that Kapitel, Ala Yelas HaShachar, so the Pasuk says, B'cho Botchu Avaseinu, Botchu V'sefalteinu. that our fathers trusted only b'chav botcho aviseinu. Our fathers trusted only in you, Hashem. B'chav botcho aviseinu, botcho v'sefaltayu. They trust because they trusted only in you. They were rescued. They were saved. That's the Tanai. It's not that it's divided between the Tehillim and the doctor. It's b'chav botcho aviseinu. And then it says the second time, "Botchu utfalteinu." So Chazal daishen on that pasuk, "B'chav botchu avaseinu," on that pasuk that I just said, that it's talking about Mordechai v'Esther. It's talking about Purim. It's talking about Mordechai v'Esther. That's what Chazal said. Mordechai v'Esther. So Kodem Kol, the question is, why does it say "Botchu" twice? "B'chav botchu avaseinu," "Botchu utfalteinu." Our fathers trusted in you. Botchu avaseinu. Botchu, they trusted. Vatefaltayim. And they were rescued. Could have just said, Botchu avaseinu, Vatefaltayim. They trusted you and they were saved. Why the second time? And what does this have to do with Mordechai v'Esther? What does this have to do with Purim? So I was thinking that it's very, very, it seems to me to be very obvious that this pasuk of b'chav botcha v'seinu botcha v'tfalteinu is a reminder of another pasuk that we don't tell him that we say the whole time of the Nerayim from Elul, where we say kave al Hashem chazak v'yameis libecha v'kave al Hashem. Also, we say twice. So we say kave al Hashem. Kaveh el Hashem, have hope only in Hashem. It means the same thing as Bitachon. Kaveh el Hashem, the Nochamol, as a Chazak v'yam Yisibacha, strengthen your heart, and Nochamol, the Kaveh el Hashem. Right. So here we find also by Esther and Mordechai, b'chav botchu avoseinu, botchu v'tefalteinu. So Chazal say about that pasuk in Hildovet Hashem Arev Yishi, where it says Kavil Hashem, Chazak v'yam Yitzbecha v'Kavil Hashem. So there, everybody knows the Chazal Darshan on that. Then he mispala odem v'loy nana. That if a person is davening v'loy nana, and he's not answered v'loy nana, yachzav yispala, he should strengthen himself and daven again. Shnemar Kavil Hashem. That's the first davening. It's not going. Chazak v'yamitz libecha, don't give up. Chazak v'yamitz libecha, and then the kaveh el Hashem. That's the second tefillah. And the Medrash on Tehillim over there, Beledovet Hashemari, the Medrash on Tehillim says that a person who does this, who doesn't just say one time, but a person who's, I'm not talking about numbers, we're talking about that he's mechazik himself and continues davening. We're not going into the Shia now because there's an Indian that Rabbi Nachman talks about Akshanis. You have to be careful with Akshanis. That has to be Davka the way that you want. It doesn't Davka the way that you want. We'll talk about that a little bit in a few minutes. But a person who davens and then he's mechazik himself when it doesn't seem to be working. Kavil Hashem chazak v'yamitz libecha. He's mechazik himself. So the Medrash Tilim says that such a person is mevusar hu shenishmas tviloso v'osid ritzono l'heosois Kaveh el Hashem. That such a person who's mechazik himself, even though he was disappointed that the first tefillah didn't work, so Chazal say that mevusahu, that there's a besaira that he'll get somehow, that it'll work for him, shenishmas tefilosa, that his tefillah is going to be heard, v'osir ritzono l'heosos, that some point in the future, we don't know when, but at some point in the future, osid ritzono lehei asavs, his rotzen is going to be filled. His what he was asking for is somehow going to be filled. Again, we don't understand how does that work. If somebody you daven that the person should live, and the person, God forbid, died. So even then, with emunah pshuta, without any kashis, somehow osid ritzono lehei asavs, on some level, in some world, that you're giving life to that person, whatever that means. And Chazal learned this from the pasuk in L'davar Hashemar, because it says Kavil Hashem Chazak v'yamitzibach v'kavil Hashem. Now, a living example of this is the famous Gemara in Tanis that everybody here knows. And when we were children, they told us about this, and I still remember the excitement of hearing about this when I was a little boy. the Gemara in Tanis about Chani Amagel, right? When the Gemara there says that Pamachas Yotzer Roiv Adar, that most of the month of Adar had already passed. Adar. Most of the month of Adar had already passed. Well, Liarduk Shaman. And it was terrible, and it still hadn't rained. The whole, you know, the winter was already, the winter was slipping away. It was almost Nisan. And the winter was slipping, in Eretz Yisrael, the winter was slipping away, and it didn't rain. So the Gemara says, Sholchu l'Chani Amagel, that they sent for Chani Amagel, was a big tzaddik, a big balmoifis. They sent to Chani Amagel, and he davened v'liyardu. And it says, as you know, Uga, that's why it's called Chani Amagel. He made a circle, and he stood in the circle, and he said, Rabbi Shalom Benecha, Somu Pnei Amalai, Shanike Ben Bayis Lefanecha. He says, Rabbi Shalom, your children have turned to me, because they know that I'm like a member of your household. Nishbani B'Shimcha HaGadol, I swear in your great name, She'eni Zoz Mikan, I will not leave this circle, Ad She'tirachim Al Benecha. I will not leave this circle until you have Rachmanis on your children. The Gemara says, Hischiluk Shami Menatfim. The whole story then, the Gemara, how the rain started to come, and it was strong, and so on. I'm not going through the whole story, but it began to rain. Hischiluk Shami Menatfim. So we see, the main thing that we see from the Ma'is of Chani Amagel is that the Tevra of the Tzaddik, the way of the Tzaddik is that he's not in this spoil that it doesn't work the first time. He's not in this spoil that it doesn't work the first time. But rather, he's a living mitzias of this, what Chazal are describing, and what David HaMelech was talking about, Kaveh El Hashem, and then Chazak V'yamich Dibecha, the Kaveh El Hashem. Now how does this connect to Mordechai and Esther, to Purim? B'chob Bodcho Avoseinu, Bodcho V'tfal Teima. If you look in the same capital there, in Chav Beis, in Tehillim, says Elokai, Ekra Yoimam Veleisana Velayla Velodumuli. From here, the Gemara learns that we read the Megillah at night and we read the Megillah in the day. Because it says in the pasuk, Elokai, Don Melch says, my God, Elokai, Ekra Yoimam, I call out to you Yomam in the day. Veleisana, and you didn't answer me. Velayla, and then I cry out to you at night, Velodumuli, and I'm not silent. The different pshat of Vladumyali, Vladumyali, Vladumyali. Like the man Yemzmech for Vladum, Vladumyali. In other words, now remember, this is David Malch saying this, but Esther Malka was saying these words together with David Malch. And Esther Malka is saying, Elokai Ekra Yoimam Vlaisana. I called out to you in the day, Vlaisana. In other words, even though I davened to you the first time, I cried out to you during the day, and you didn't answer me, I still continue to daven. I'm a chazik myself to daven again. In other words, that she's not in this spoil. She doesn't give up hope after the unanswered tefillah. She says together with David HaMelech those words, Elokai, Ekra Yoimam V'Leisan, V'Laila, Loidumieli. In other words, Chani Hamagel learned this Hanhaga, what the Gemara describes in such a way, where Chani Hamagel says, Eini zoz mikan, acha tirachim al benecha. Okay, we're not Chani Hamagels. Understand. We're not in such a madrega. But that persistence in davening, that koach of Trila Bechlal and Tehillim Befrat, of Eini Zoz Mikan, I'm not leaving this place. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. Becho Bodchu Avoseinu, Bodchu Utefal Teimo. So why does it say twice? Bodchu. Just Becho Bodchu Avoseinu Utefal Teimo. It says twice. Because the whole inyan of Amiras Tehillim, which is the Avodah of Bitochen, can only work when a person enters into that place that's called Kaveh Hashem, Chazak V'Yamitz Yibecha V'Kaveh Hashem. So it follows the same way. Bitchu, that's what it says, B'chob Botchu Avoseinu, but what was the way of the Bitochen of our ancestors? What was the way of the Bitochen? before there was such a thing as nishmas parties. What was the way of the bitachon of our ancestors? B'chobot chlava seinu. And they didn't see the peiros of their tefillos, but that didn't take them away from Hashem. That didn't throw them into depression and despair. They lived lives of davening all the time. B'chobot chlava seinu. Botchu utefal teima. Only when you use tehillim in such a way, where it's filled with bitachon, and that's the mishenet, that's the your nishan alav, the makel, the stick, the cane, that your whole life is leaning on that thing that's called tehillim, that's Hashem. That's a way of botchu v'seino, botchu utefal teima. That if you say tehillim in such a way, where it's not once, but twice. Where it's kaveh Hashem, not once, but chazak v'yami sibecha, the kaveh Hashem. Then you're elevated to a place that's called eini zoz mikan. Then you have the right to say eini zoz mikan, which the Sfarim all say, that the person will be answered. Eini zoz mikan, I'm not leaving from here. Again, we can't talk that way, but that's what Chani Amalga was saying. Eini zoz mikan, and Esta Malka was in that place. So Chazal tells that this pasuk b'chol b'adcha avaseinu b'adcha v'tefal teima is Mordechai and Esther. So what did Esther Malka do? Leich knois es kol ha-yehudim ha-nimtzoyim b'shushan. Go and gather together all of the Jews in Shushan. V'tzumu alai v'al toichle v'al tishtu shleishas yomim laila v'yoyim. And that they should all tzumu alai, to fast, not to eat, not to drink for 3 days. Again, laila v'yom. Laila v'yom, which reminds us of the pasuk that we just said, alakai, ekra yorma v'leisana, v'laila v'lardumiyali. So she said to all the Jews have to get together in Shushan, and to fast, and not to eat or drink, 3 days, laila v'yom. The Targum says a fascinating thing. I just saw this Erev Shabbos, that the Targum says on the pasuk that Selu kadam hari alma belayla v'yamama. Then when she said sumu, the Targum translates it as selu, at salu, which was what? To daven. Sloisa, daven. She was telling them, of course, she was saying to fast. The pasuk says to fast. But of course, whenever it comes to a fast, the ikkur is not that you're not eating. The ikkur is that the not eating is just that you should be able to focus on what you need to, which is davening. The main thing of a tannis is not the not eating, it's that the not eating puts you into a place where your tefillah is taken to a different madrigal. So the Targum translates, it's interesting, the Targum translates tsumu alai as tsalu alai, to daven to Hashem, day and night, not to stop davening. Now she was saying to the Jews in Shushan Abira, lech knoises kol ha-yehudim, to gather together, and tsumu alai. Daven, 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 daven. You know, all the children were taken from Cheder, right? Like it says in the Gemara. All the Mordechai gathered together, all the children. It was unbelievable davening. Unbelievable davening. Because you see the whole union of Esther and her name. I spoke about that last week. That Esther's name, the Gemara says in Chulin, Esther menatari minayin v'anochi haster astir panai v'yomahu. So it says Anochi Haster Astir, which the tzaddikim says Afilu b'Hastar shebesoich Hastar, which is a double Hester upon him. Anochi Haster Astir Panai b'Yomahu, and Esther Malka opened up for the Jews in Shushan a way of davening, that the way to daven when you're in a place that's called Anochi Haster Astir, the way to daven in such a place of Hester upon him, in a time of Hester upon him, is what b'chob botchu avuseinu botchu v'tefalteinu. The way to fight against Hester upon him is twice bitachon. Hanochi haster astir, it's a double hester upon him. The war against hester upon him is b'chob botchu avosenu, botchu v'tefal teimu. It's elokai ekra yoyman v'loisana, I wasn't answered, laila v'lo dumili, and I continue to daven at night. I continue to daven. Kavei l'Hashem, chazak yamin stibecho, v'kavei l'Hashem. Esther Malka was telling the Jews in Shushan, she was saying, look, I know that there was a Chum Beis HaMikdash, that it wasn't so long ago the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, approximately 70 years earlier the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. and that you're feeling like our davening has not been answered, and that Hashem doesn't listen to us anymore. And that's all that Haman is talking about, that Lokeim Yoshnu, that God doesn't care about you anymore, and he's sleeping, the Beis HaMikdash is Charev, and there's no Tachlis in davening anymore. And she understood, Mordechai Nesta understood, that that's why the Yeshua wasn't coming down. Because Jews weren't davening. Jews weren't davening. And therefore she said that the one whose name was Esther, which is concealment, which is Anochi Haster Astir, Esther Malka, who herself is a Yesoima Einla of Ve'em. She didn't have a father or a mother. And her whole Metzias was a Metzias of Hester Panim. Her whole life was Hester Panim. And even after the Yeshua came, she had to live with a Rasha. Her whole Metzias was Anochi Haster Astir Panai. But the Koch not to give up in Tefillah comes to us from Esther Malka. She said, look, you learn the whole kapitel, you see what she's saying. And according to the Targum, that's what she was trying to, that's the chizik that she was trying to give to the Jews. That even though you feel that you're not, that you haven't been answered, the greatest chalishas adas comes when a person thinks that God is not listening to his tefillahs. And she was saying that's not how it works. The Baruch Shalom made it in such a way that we have to be mischazik and bitochen. Bitochen has to become the stick that holds us up in life. You can't just say tilim, tilim has to become your life. That means tilim is a way of, is a way of training us to depend entirely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And she wanted, and Mordechai and Esther wanted to bring the Jews back into that place of what it was like in the Beis HaMikdash, of what it was like before the Churban, and to bring them through David HaMelech's Kapitel Tilim, through that Kapitel Chav Beis, that they should come back to B'cha Botcha Avoseinu. B'cha Botcha Avoseinu, Botcha V'tfalteinu. And that's what Chazal say, Mavusha'atam, Shetfilascha Nishmas, V'sh'osin Hi L'Asas V'tzoncha. That if your person davids in that way, then there's a besorah that comes out that says that it's going to work. Now here's where we come to an Edla Nakuda, which we're not going to go into by Arichas, to try to understand how does Bitochen, what is the Indian of Bitochen. So Bichamai just mentions this, and he shows that it's not really, on a deeper level, it's not really a machloikis between the Chazanish. It's not the Chazanish, the Chazanish. And others, the Chazanish was later, was the from the Achrayim, but it came down in our times. It seems to be, and many people say this over, kilu there's a machlokes between the Chazanish and the Baal Shem Tov and this Nakuda of what Bitochen is. So look in Isaiah Dalit, v'nei Rabbeinu Chazanish mevi b'sefer Amud Bitochen. The Chazanish wrote a magnificent sefer, a tiny little sefer that's called Amud Bitochen. I'm sure many of you have learned. It's been translated now into English, already a few years, and Amud Bitochen. The Yesh Machloikis of Rishonim Achronim, Mahu Geder B'Tochen B'Hashem. But there is a Machloikis, there's a Machloikis. The Pashtus is there's a Machloikis of how to define B'Tochen. Im HaKavon Shetzorach Li'ez Batuch Shashem Ezbach Yazol B'Chol Ma Shetzorach. Does B'Tochen mean that I should trust that it's going to turn out good and everything that I'm, you know, and this Indian that I need? Is that what B'Tochen is? The Chazanish was very strong about this. That Bitochen doesn't mean that it's going to necessarily work out. It doesn't mean that you're going to, that you trust that it's going to be the way that you want. But rather, Bitochen means that Hashem runs the world, and it could be, but it might not be that it works out the way that you want. But the Ikr Inyan of Bitochen is what? Is to know that whatever Hashem Yisbarach does for you, it's Atayv Bavaru. It's what's right, it's what's good for you. Might not be the way that you want, but it's good for you. Nikomokom zawa toiva gomer bado v'yesh rishonim shaymer chemash me Ramban shegeder habitochen hu emunah v'poel. The Ramban was very strong. We have also the emunah bitochen from the Ramban, and the Ramban says that what's bitochen? Bitochen is emunah v'poel, emunah lemaisa. Emunah, faith, is theory, is theoretical. And bitochen is when you get a chance to see whether you actually could put your emunah into practice. B'pol, haynu di'esh lo emunah b'Hashem Yisbarach, When a person believes that Hashem is good and he only cares about everything that we need that's good, only our good, therefore when a person has nisayin, and he goes and he stays in that nisayin, he's strong with simple amuna, because when you don't have nisayin, you don't put your amuna into practice. Bitach means when you put your amuna into use. So when do we have to do that? When a person goes through Nisayin, whatever that Nisayin is. He goes through Nisayin, he has to put his bitachin into... Then we see, is the person get all depressed and all discouraged, or is the person mischazik, besimach, and so on. Bitachin is the way of knowing whether or not you truly believe in Hashem. Emunah is an idea, is a concept, is a feeling, but bitachin is when you're going through the Nisayin. Then we see what the bitachin is. The Rabbeinu Ramban, emunah bitachin, heim hainu hach. According to Ramban, emunah bitachin are the same thing. Ela demunah hi b'moach. Emunah is in the brain, in the mind. It's theory. Hainu duhum makiv yodeh sheyesh b'olam means when a person believes that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. U'bitachin emunah shabor l'idei ma'isi. Bitachin is more believing in Hashem. Emunah is more believing that there is God. And bitachin means that you believe in Him. Ad k'dei kach. Like you say, you trust in somebody. You believe in someone. You trust in. That you believe in. That you trust in. And that is lamaisa when you're going through the nisayin. There is man shemigil adam ezek koyshi v'tzara chas v'shalom, that when a Jew goes through some kind of a difficulty chas v'shalom a tzara as a yeish to amuna, then he has amuna. Shashem zbach oisim a rak toiv, that whatever he's going through, he knows he has amuna that it's rak toiv ach toiv v'chesed. Everything is good. Rak toiv. Zu midas habitoch. The Chazanish is not disagreeing with that. Emunah means that a person believes that everything that Hashem is doing with him is atoyv ha-gomor. And then the question is, so why do I have to daven? I should just accept everything in my life. I shouldn't have to ask for anything. But that's the whole sugi of tefillah, what tefillah means. A lot of people are troubled by that. I'm not going to that right now. We'll talk about it more later on. So the Chazon says that even if it doesn't come out the way that you were hoping and the way that you daven, but you know that it's l'tavasa. It's good. The Sifra Chassid is not to kashita habeis, which really shita, the first shita. The bitachnu the Yehudi muftach shashem is baruch yazal bamis. In the Sifra Chassid, this bitachn is that it will come out the way that you're asking. That if you're really, really, really in that place of bitachn, it'll work out. The Yamali Kol Mishaloisa Bishlemusums, that Tzaddikim were able to be poil all kinds of Yeshuas. V'af Chazanish Kosei, but even the Chazanish writes over there in Emunah Bitachon, the Yesh Anoshim, that there are some people, Shemargishim Kemishabo Aleim Ruach Mimorim, turn over the page, who feel that there's, that when they're in a Nisarin, they strengthen themselves, and they feel like there's a Ruach that comes upon them from above, Kemin Ruach HaKodesh, Shabo Lepnimis Nafsham, some type of Ruach HaKodesh, that enters deep into them, umargishim ischaskus gedolo benafshim, and they feel a tremendous ischaskus benefesh. Shavada yazve Hashem isbaruch, ba'oyis adovish shalom yima, that Hashem will definitely help me in this inyan. Ubezeh gamah chazanish. Chazanish says there are people that are like that, and the chazanish is maida. That with such people, gamah chazanish maida shaz mutaloy levtoch shakol mash shalom yim bara yiskayim yismalik beparl mamish. So the chazanish is maskim. That such a person, he could have such a bitachon. So Rabbi Shmuel is just saying, lefize evshe duhu bebchinas yovah hashlishi achri b'nehem lefize be'emes ein shumach loikis b'davar. They're talking about the Chazanish in general is talking about regular people, nice, fine, regular Jews who are not in that place of being able to have such a hargosha of certainty and of confidence. And for that, for those people, the Chazanish says that their avoda, the ikur of their avoda, is to know that Hashem loves them and Hashem is good. And even if it doesn't come out, because they're not able to draw it down, they don't have that second v'kave elasha. They don't have the second v'chabotchu, botchu, utfaltema. So they're in the place of the first one, and then it's hard for them. So they have to, and it doesn't work out the way that they were asking. Their tefillah is not answered, so then they have to know that the ikar of the Chazanish says for those people is the emunah, pshuta, that Hashem loves them, Hashem is good, and if it didn't work out, that doesn't mean, it means it's l'tavosch, and Hashem is taking care of you. In the way, to just trust in Him, it's good. But the Chazanish is masking that there are Jews that they're on a different madrega. The different madrega is what we're talking about. Kavir Lashem Chazak Gamitzibacha, and a second time, Vekavir Lashem, Chabotch, Botch, Elkai Ekra, Yom Ekra, Lelaisane, Velaila Lodumili, those who come back for a second shot, who keep on going. The Jews, that they live in Tehillim, they live in a world of Bitochen, they live in that world. So Chazni says, such people have a Hargosha that comes upon them Mimorim, that's from years of saying Tehillim, that comes upon them Mimorim, from above, that fills their hearts, and they're totally besimcha. I've seen people like that. They're totally, some of you are like that. That I know some of you from some of the stories that we've shared in your lives. There are Jews that are like that, Mamish that are like that. I've seen that with my own eyes. We've all met people like that. That they're in a place of complete certainty, and then Chalila, if it doesn't turn out the way that they were doubting for, it doesn't throw them off at all. Then they shift into that Baruch Dayan Hamas, Hatoiv Benecha Tasa, and there are no tainis, no tviyas, no complaints. Get up the next day, the same thing with the Tilim and the Goraita. And trust in Hashem's Tov. But these Jews have a special koach to bring down unbelievable yeshivas. These were the koach of the tzaddikim, that they're able to be poil such things. You have a minute for Maisa? I'll tell you Maisa. It's Moshe Shabbos. Hold on to the page, we'll finish it. I remember all the pratim of this maaser. It was a maaser with the Rebbe Baruch Meshbitzer, Suchs Ilainu. I'll tell you the bridge. This there takes a minute. It's a longer story. It's by the Gemaisa. That there was a yid. There was a Rebbe Baruch Meshbitzer. Rebbe Baruch Meshbitzer was sitting in his room by the Beis Hamedrash, and the Gabbai told him, Baruch's Gabbai told him that a wagon came with Jews from I don't know what town, some town. But a wagon came from that town with Jews. So Baruch Meshbis said, sent the Gabbai, he said, go over there, they came from that town, there's a Jew from that town whose name is whatever, Reuven Ben Shimon. Whatever the guy's name was. The Baal Shem Tov said, he's from that town. Go to the wagon and ask the Jews from that village, how's Reuven ben Shimon? How is he? How is he? So the Gabbai went, he running over there to the station, and he went to the main head station in Meshbiz. You can imagine what a busy place it was. And he went running over there and he says, you're from that town. They ever wants to know how's Reuven ben Shimon, he goes over, and so there's one Jew that comes to talk to him, and he says, how's Reuven ben Shimon? So this Jew says, why are you asking? He said, the Rebbe said, I should ask you. He said, I'm sorry to tell you, there's very bad news. He was nifter a few days ago. Must be the Rebbe knew that he was sick, and he was nifter. So the Gabbai goes back to Rebbe Baruch Meshbis, and he says that, sorry Rebbe, that I don't know if it's a person that you know, whatever, but I spoke to somebody and he told me that this yid died. So Baruch Meshbis said, now go ask him again. He said, go ask him again. So the Gabbai, you know, so he goes and he finds this guy with his bags going, walking someplace, and he says to him, you know this yid, Reuven ben Shimon? So he says, you just asked me a few minutes ago, I'm telling you this, Reuven ben Shimon died last week. What are you hacking me with this? So he goes back to Rebbe Baruch Meshbis, and he said to the Rebbe, he said, he's still dead. he's still dead. So Rebbe Baruch Meshbis said, And Rebbe Baruch Meshbis put his hat down for a while, and then he looked up and he was mamish in the place of Tvegas, and he said, "Go back now and don't ask him. Ask somebody else from the village." So Gabbai, you know, went out and he was drinking and he found somebody else from the wagon. And he said, "You know, there's a Jew from the village of Reuven ben Shimon. You know how he's doing?" He says, "Yeah, but Hashem, I just saw him when I left. He's fine. Thank God, everything's okay." So he comes back to Baruch Meshbetzer, and he said, I have good news, Rabbi. I don't know what's going on, but I have good news. The good news is that he's okay. He's in good health. Everything's fine with the Rebbe's friend or the chassid, whoever he is. The yid is fine. So Baruch Meshbetzer, Chazdei Hashem, so excited. Chazdei Hashem. And the Gabi says, Rabbi, you mind if I ask you like what's going on? So Baruch Meshbetzer said, but you should know that person that said that was from the Sitra Achra. It was not the person that you first asked was from the other side, the side of Tumah. And if I would have believed what you told me, then at that moment he would have died. And I had been davening for this person, and I refused to let go that he was alive. And because of that, I was able to be poel that he was able to get through that crisis. But it means he would have died. I don't know how it works with time. But something was going on. The Rebbe just said that I wasn't the Kabbal that, and I was Poil. That was in the Sitra. And if he would have died if I would have listened to that now. I don't know. That's what's brought down this one from the Baruch Meshbetzer. Akedekah, the tzaddikim, when they're mischazik and they're tefillos, and we don't, that's not for regular people. But he wasn't the Kabbal that, because he wasn't the Kabbal it, and he was able to be Poil such a thing, whether it was the Mashreya, whatever happened over there, that this person was in Sakana, and that the Rebbe Baruch Meshbetzer was somehow turned the clock back, because that person that said he died, so it sounds like from the story that he died. He did die. But the Rebbe Baruch was able to somehow do something to, with my fair retroactively, that he didn't die. And that everything was changed in that way, and that this Yid said, no, he's fine. And everything was changed. The whole consciousness, the whole awareness of what the Metzius was, and that person was alive. It's not anything that regular people can ever understand. But the Koyach of Bitochen, especially the Inyan of Tilim, which is a Baruch Meshbetzer, was especially famous for his Koyach of Tilim. It's another story for the next week. We'll talk about that a little bit more. Hashem is Roshim Mechazak us, because all of us need to daven. And daven Chazak, Yom Tibachar, Rishi Vizecha, the Karel Hashem to see Yeshua's Mechazak. Amen.